Is your coffee extra strong this week? The return of daylight saving time, DST, robs from us a precious hour of sleep and wreaks havoc on routines. Parents with young kids, I applaud you. During the 2021 provincial and municipal elections, a referendum was held on whether or not Alberta should eliminate clock changing, moving to permanent standard time like our neighbour to the east. The vote in Okotoks was a close one, with only 345 ballots swaying the decision to not adopt the change. Provincially, 49.9% of voters said yes to scrapping DST and 50.1% we should stick it out. I think there are definitely some pros and cons to eliminating time change. Although I'm more than a little sleepy the first few days of the change, I do have to say I love looking out the window and seeing the sun past 5 p.m. Daylight savings reminds us that winter is nearly over. Well, first winter, in Alberta. That the green will soon take over the white and we have the hope of stepping outside with less than 3 layers and grandma's wool socks to keep us warm. Remembering to change your clocks is annoying, as is noting the right time to show up for plans on the first Sundays in March and November. It's nice if you're traveling to Saskatchewan, as the clocks will read the same, but you're still an hour ahead if you end up in BC. I find it interesting that the measure which governs our lives can just be changed, with decades of notice, of course, and we all just go along with it because, well, it's just what you do. I'm sure that behavior will continue as changes are made, or not. Just remember, you have the same 24 hours in the day as Beyoncé.